In the summer of 2012, according to the Buffalo News, the General Services Administration talked with several other federal agencies about barring trucks from the Peace Bridge. The goal was to improve the health of Westside residents by reducing pollution from idling diesel engines. But the idea died quickly. So Niagara District Council member David Rivera says he'll introduce a resolution today calling on the federal agencies to turn over their secret documents. Rivera says whether alternatives are feasible or not, local elected leaders should know what the conclusions are and why the talks ended so abruptly.
At least it can be part of the broader discussion. I mean, if they're telling us, look, there's no way we can move truck traffic over to Queenston-Lewiston because of all these obstacles and we've considered it, or there may be an opportunity to do something, at least we know we can be part of that discussion.
Also at today's meeting, North District Councilmember Joseph Golombek plans to resubmit a resolution that calls on the federal government to investigate the environmental reviews done for the Peace Bridge Improvement Project.
Because the problem is, in my opinion, that we just simply in the city of Buffalo do not have the expertise, whether it be legal and especially medically, scientifically, to find out if, in fact, all the different agencies that have been involved with the bridge have done what they're supposed to do. I think that we've been stonewalled in many regards. We've had questions that were asked that were never truly answered. Things have been done secretively, and I think things have been done illegally, breaking federal laws.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.